The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Who's Right Podcast with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show, other than to make us super rich celebrities, is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed here may or may not be those of Anthony or Doug. There is even a chance we may actually agree on some things. See if you can match the opinion stated with which one of us actually believe them. Or don't. We don't give a shit. But definitely join us on Facebook and let us know what you think. Or don't. Now let's get on with the show.
This is Who's Right Podcast number 4. And I'm Anthony.
This is Doug.
Today we wanted to talk about something that's super important here. I wanted to talk about vaping. I think that it's a very important topic, and I'd like to hear what you think about that, Doug.
I think it's a great way to help people stop smoking.
So you think that inhaling antifreeze is a good way to stop smoking? You think that's a good alternative?
So apparently you did some research. It just wasn't very good research.
Research? No. I never do that.
So please elaborate.
Elaborate on why you would want to inhale antifreeze? Do you vape?
So I know that I've used quite a bit of antifreeze, and I've never vaped it.
You sure about that?
I am.
All right, well, my next argument is chemicals or something.
No. Let's.
So I did hear that they use antifreeze in the vape juice. Or is that the correct terminology, the juice? See, I don't know anything about vaping other than it makes you look like a douche, right? So is that the correct terminology?
So I don't think that they use antifreeze. I think what you're thinking is that there might be some chemicals in antifreeze that are the same as what's in some vape juice, correct?
Yeah.
So are you talking about like propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin or the nicotine or the food grade flavorings? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, that one. That one.
Propylene glycol?
Yeah. That's antifreeze, right? And the other one was mustard gas or something, right?
So I think propylene glycol is also
Dude,
what
don't
they,
try to sound all fucking smart on me here.
is also what they use in some inhalants when they're trying to deliver medicine.
No, I have asthma, and I ain't never inhaled no fucking antifreeze to help my asthma.
Maybe in like a nebulizer or something. Maybe look into that. But anyway,
use one of those.
So the antifreeze that has propylene glycol in it is RV antifreeze, which is you put that through your pipes in your RV or your camper or whatever.
Yeah, so it doesn't freeze.
Right, and cools so it's safe. Down. So it's safe. Yeah. That's why you use RV antifreeze instead of car antifreeze. You dumb fuck.
That's why you when you vape you use RV antifreeze.
No, I don't think that's what I said.
That's what I heard. So, all right, let's get back on topic here. Explain to me how...
I think we were on topic, and I think I just kind of schooled you, but go ahead.
Yeah, moving on. I mean, no, moving on. Explain to me how you can vape and not look like a douche.
So, you ever seen anybody with a hole in their throat from smoking? You know what? I'm not going to sit here and say that they look like a douche because I'll probably get attacked for that. But I would say that people look. Oh, I really put myself into a corner on that. So, why do you think that people look like a douche when they vape?
Why do I? I don't know, because...
I mean, so that's really not an argument to have. I mean, it's just kind of... Or no, if it is, it's a stupid, baseless argument.
No, it's not baseless at all. I'll be driving, and I'll look over, and I'll see a chick. I'm like, man, that chick is fucking smoking. Yeah, that's cool. And then she'll pull this fucking VCR up to her face, and a cloud of smoke just surrounds her. I'm out, man. It's just horrible. It's just whatever.
Right. Okay, so do you have any idea why that there's such a big cloud around her? I mean, do you think she's doing it for attention? Do you think she's doing it because... Why do you think she's doing it? Because
she's a douche. That's all I can think. I don't know. I am of the opinion that the only reason anybody does anything is for attention, ever. Anything that I don't like, they're doing it for attention.
All right.
Like, people that eat sushi, they're only eating sushi for attention. Why else would you eat sushi?
Because it's fucking good.
Whatever, dude. Fucking poser.
I could say the same thing about a grown man that rides a moped. I won't, though.
Yeah, because what would that have to do with anything?
Because it's douchey.
I won't argue that.
So is that all you got? This is your grounds for an argument?
Is that all I got for... No! I think the government should regulate that shit. Not only to help people not look like a douche, but I think it would help if they regulated it more along the lines of smoking. I don't think it's good for you. I don't think it's something that we should promote as a healthy alternative to smoking.
So even though all the studies that have been done that prove that it is a healthy alternative to smoking, you don't think, because you don't think or haven't read, then the government should regulate it more than they already are.
I don't know how much they're regulating it now, but I know that people, the batteries blow up in people's faces like twice a week now. You know, that's pretty common now, right?
So one, it's not common. That's a separate argument that we can. You got to let me address one thing at a time here because you're kind of you're bouncing all over the place. So what needs to be regulated? The devices or the juice that goes into it?
Yes.
All right. So we'll start with the juice. So
okay. I think if I'm not mistaken, you can make that at home, and there are people, I'm sure if it's possible, there's people making that shit in their fucking bathtub, right?
Yeah, but there's people that make beer in their bathtub. There's people that cook food and sell it on Facebook. You have no idea what those conditions are. It's your choice if you want to buy it or not. But anyway, the ingredients that go into it are all regulated by the government anyway. Propylene glycol, regulated. Vegetable glycerin, regulated. liquid nicotine, regulated.
Okay.
And food-grade flavorings, regulated.
When you say regulated, what do you mean by that? What is that? You can't buy it without a permit?
No, they're all approved by the FDA.
Approved and regulated are two different things.
Your mom's a whore.
Yes, that means I won.
So they're all governed or overseen as much as anything else. I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what you want, but everything is already separate. They're already approved and in use.
Okay. You want to know what I want? The main argument that I have, which I've already stated, it's a douchey thing, then I don't want to look at it. So I'm going to use every method that I can think of to make the government regulate it out of existence because I don't want to fucking see it.
So I know you don't really believe that. That's stupid. That's a stupid argument, and you've lost by saying that.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. But it does look douchey. And if it's not safe, I think that we don't know the long-term effects of inhaling whatever you said, antifreeze, whatever that is.
Again,
we don't know the long-term effects.
Again, so it's people like you that spread misinformation that cause all the problems that's going on in the vape industry right now with antifreeze.
I think we've got like four people that listen to our show. That doesn't count as spreading anything.
All right. So the other thing you tried throwing in my face was the batteries exploding.
Yeah. I didn't try. They do. It's like I heard like three times a week, five times a week, something like that.
So what do you think that is? You think somebody puts batteries in something and these batteries were perfectly safe beforehand and they used them to vape and they just explode?
Yes. Do you ever hear of cell phone batteries exploding?
Yes. Note 7.
Well, I don't. Well, I don't, so.
So that's a good example. If you take one of these or two of these batteries and when you're using them to vape, if you used them correctly, yeah. And if you did a little reading about Ohm's law, you would know how far you or how hard you could push them. When people don't read about them or read about it and they don't know battery safety, then as that overused sentence or saying is play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You're not familiar with the technology you're using, you're going to have problems.
So you're making my argument for me. If people aren't smart enough to understand what they're doing, isn't that where the government is supposed to step in?
Oh, absolutely not. No. So maybe in your mind, that's when the government should step in. But driving, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I got. Driving. So, okay. The government cannot step in and regulate battery safety. That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard.
No, you've heard some dumb shit. Why can't the government regulate battery safety? I think they do already anyways.
No, they can't regulate the proper use of batteries unless they treat it like ephedrine or pseudo whatever the hell that is that they put behind the counter because people are using it to make meth. So you think flashlight batteries now, which is all what these started out being, I believe, is flashlight batteries. You think those should be, you need a prescription from fucking governor to buy batteries for your flashlight?
You could really hurt somebody. You could shine the shit out of somebody's eyes with them things.
So this is a good argument or a good example. That's the word I was looking for. That was a hard word.
Good example of?
Of people that have no idea what it is they're talking about. So you don't like it. So I'm sure you just typed in problems with vaping into Dogpile or whatever search engine you're still using.
I got one letter. I put a D, and the first thing that came up was dangers of vaping.
Really?
No. I can't lie. That's not true at all. But anyways, you can't tell me that we have no or that you know the long-term effects of inhaling these chemicals.
I don't know the long-term effects of having sex with your mom, but that's not going to stop me from doing it.
I think we could pretty much infer the long-term effects of that.
So what do you need for long-term effects? There's studies that go back, 10 years? What, you want to go longer than that?
Yes. How long did it take before they realized that asbestos was bad for you?
What about smoking? I mean, that's
what about it?
You're good with that? I mean, so
absolutely not. It's already regulated, heavily regulated.
Is it?
No. Anybody can go buy. My daughter's 10. She could go buy a pack of cigarettes.
No. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with them putting an age limit on it. I'm all for that. I think there should be an age limit on it. I think there should be child-resistant caps. I think there should be warning labels. Even if the warning labels are, we don't know what the fuck this is going to do to you. I'm okay with that. That would be a step backwards from where the government is now.
What is the regulations now?
Well, the deeming regulations that they put in were basically if you... So the first thing, which caused a lot of problems, was they told vape shops or stores that they could no longer show the customers how to properly use their devices.
I don't think that's true. I think that was a misinterpretation of the law.
No, that is not. That was not a misinterpretation of the law. How many vape shops have you been into? Because I can guess the answer is none.
Well, I don't think you'd be guessing. I think you would know, because why the fuck would I want to subject myself to that?
So I'm telling you that was the case.
I would love to see the wording of that law, because it's a misinterpretation. The law was meant to so that you don't show people how to modify their devices incorrectly.
Right, right. And it was written so fucking poorly that was the only way that they could follow it, because they left it wide open. So I'm telling you, I up until 2 weeks ago... it's got a little more broad where they could allow people to work with them, but it was dead in the water. And the whole thing between or with the flavorings, you with nicotine juice, you couldn't sell anything unless you were registered with the Gestapo or the FDA. And, I mean, it's basically shut down the vaping industry.
So not being registered with the FDA has shut down the vaping industry. That tells me that people were making juice in their fucking bathtub and selling it to the hillbillies around the corner. I'm right. Okay with that not happening anymore.
Right. So that's how you read it. What I read it as, they want up to $1 million per flavor, per strength, to register your flavor. Some companies put out 60, 70 flavors in 4-5 different strengths. So what you're at there, what, $40 million? But yeah, that's probably some hillbilly in their basement. You dumb bastard. Fuck, you read two articles and
Nope. I read one article.
So that's fine. Right. That's fine that you can think vaping looks douchey. That's your right. I'm not going to argue with you on that. I think a lot of things that a lot of people do are douchey.
Okay.
But what you shouldn't do is do a quick Google search and then start spouting bullshit about it being antifreeze and you're going to your head's going to explode when you do it, because the fact of the matter is it helps people quit smoking. Now, you got people that do competitive vaping. That's, I think I'd probably be right with you on that one.
Competitive vaping.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
You know, I shouldn't have brought that up. That don't help my case any as far as...
No, you shouldn't have. Can you please explain that to me?
So what competitive vaping is when you get 2 or 6 or 10 people together and you share stories about how vaping has saved your life, and the people who have quit smoking the longest wins.
You are so full of shit. So, do they have a hurdles in competitive vaping? Do you think that we should promote marijuana as a safe alternative to heroin?
One does not relate to the other.
But vaping relates to cigarettes. How?
Because cigarettes are a nicotine delivery system, the same as vaping.
Can't you vape without nicotine?
Yeah. Why? I don't know why people would. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about vaping as a way to quit smoking. I guess there's people I know that vape 0 milligram, so vape without nicotine, just because they enjoy the flavor, or they've come off nicotine completely, and it still helps with the habit part of quitting smoking. But whatever their fucking reason for doing it, I don't care. They're not hurting anybody.
They're hurting me.
No, they're not hurting you.
They're hurting my sensibilities. What if I'm driving down the street and I got to fucking look at them?
All right.
I think you're underestimating how much I dislike that shit.
Yeah, you're right. They should probably regulate it now. I understand. I guess what we should have started talking about was what did you mean by regulating it?
I don't think you should be able to do it in public where I could potentially see you.
Where you could see me or yeah. where you would have to smell it.
Well, either one. If I even get a hint of bubble gum in the air, I'm going to be pissed off. Okay, no. I think there should at least be... maybe there already is, and I'm just ignorant.
It could possibly be both.
Yeah, it could be both. I think there should be an age limit. You know,
deal. Okay. 18 or I'm with you on that.
For the juice and for the equipment. I don't know what you call it.
An age limit on the equipment. So, yeah. Like, you're just talking about, like, the specific, so, like, the mod or the tank or the RDA.
If that's what it's called, where, cotton. You know, the actual cotton whatever you use. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you use.
Yeah. Because you're stupid.
And I think it would help your guys' cause if they could, like, regulate the size to be, like, you know, not big.
Right. So what you fail to understand, because you're not a smoker, is uh-huh. So when you first start vaping, when I first started vaping, I can only speak for myself.
Okay.
So I had one of them little pen deals or or I think they were like a Cig-alike. It was. It looked just like a little cigarette with a cartridge you put on it.
See, now that wouldn't be so bad. I could, you know.
So can I
like
finish my fucking sentence?
Do, but,
It was 24 milligram strength.
Okay.
And it put out very little. You really got nothing on the inhale. You didn't really taste it. It didn't help with the sensation that you were smoking or anything. But then as the devices got bigger, the nicotine level goes down.
Okay.
And of course, with more power, you drop your VG content. You make your VG content higher and drop your PG, and you end up with...
I don't know what any of those words mean.
VG is what's creating the cloud that pisses you off.
Oh, okay. Which one's the antifreeze?
Anyway, so... So the reason, like what I use a decent sized mod and I run at high wattage because I like the cloud sensation. I like the density of the cloud. Oh, you're gonna have fun with this one as it's in my mouth.
What? I mean, that goes back to what we were just talking about.
No, for me, it's the same. It helps in simulating smoking. So, but there
why
are...
Why do you...
Go ahead.
Why do you need to simulate smoking? I don't understand. Either smoke never, or it, don't smoke.
It's
because
you've never been... You haven't ever been addicted to nicotine.
No,
I would prefer to get my nicotine in a way that has not been proven to kill me.
Yet.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. I'm surprised you didn't go a different route. I mean, with your arguments are stupid. I could have argued against vaping better than you did.
I got nothing. My main argument is that it makes you look douchey. My secondary argument is that it's probably not that healthy for you. And
what'd you have for supper tonight?
Oh, shit. We went out to Noodles and Company. I had pad thai with shrimp.
It's pretty high in sodium, isn't it?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, but it's not healthy for you.
Yeah, it is. Have you seen me? I'm in the best shape of my life.
One, I don't doubt that you're in the best shape of your life, but that's only because
you've
been a fat fuck all your life.
That was pretty funny.
All right, so... I think we're going to go ahead and give this to me.
Is that right?
Unless you got something else. This has been Who's Right Podcast, episode 4.
Worst episode ever.